Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll start from Sifat Gimel. We'll start with Dine Klisheni. Shevelt. Dine Klisheni itself from Sifat Gimel, a little bit of Sifat Dalet. If we get time, we'll start already with Sifat Tezvov a little bit. And the next Shev, Beis Hashem, will be on Tezayin and Yud Ches Mestoma by. Yeah, we got bad gossip. Fine. So we'll start with the Mishnah. We'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbat Daf Mem on Beis brings down the famous Maisa that they went after Rebbe in the Mikvah. And he wanted to put some oil over there, the shmir in the mikvah, and he said to take it in a klisheni. That's basically the shayla from the Gemara. The Gemara comes from there that shmar minor klisheni is einoy mevashel. That's the story from the Gemara. We see from there clearly that whatever a klisheni means, it is not mevashel. Now, what exactly does that mean? What's the hagadora of a klisheni? And it's a very important thing to understand. What is the hagadora of a klisheni? Shirashi tells us mabete. Tosfos, we'll start with. Tosfos tells us mufurish that the nafkamina between a klivishin and a klisheni is, did it get heated up by the fire or not? Did the walls of the kidera get chim alidei esh or did they not? So Tosfos learns, simple, a klivishin got the kedera, the pot, got heated up by the eish, made the klivishin. Mashaykin and klisheni didn't. It's a very, very double poshut. That's how Tosfos learned the sugya over there. Now, Bederev Agav, a couple of interesting points over here. The Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozna, in Chelik Zayin, Simon Kuf Alev, brings a famous Or Sameach. The Or Sameach and Shabbos Perek Tesalach, a base brings over there tremendously long the sugya in the Nafkamir to explain what is a klivishin and what is a klishen. The Or Sameach understands it as follows. We all know, anyone that learned Seydin Ezekin, anyone that learned Chayshe Mishpat, any of these in Yonin, there's something called Koyach and Koyach. There's something that you do yourself, and there's something that works as a Tetzah of your Maisa. It's not directly you, but it comes from you. Koyach and Koyach. So Meila Zugda O Sameach, again, there's come and become a riot this time, we're not going into at this moment of time, but he wants to taina that a Klisheni is a Tolda to Tolda, and it's similar to Chamei Tveria. Right, it's too far removed from the Issa. The real one is Klivishin. That's the Ikka, that's the source. What comes after is like you're learning here again, not bar not. Right, it's too far removed. That's what Or Sameach learns. The Rav Ozna Lemaisa doesn't like this pshat. He brings kama v'kama rayos from Gemara that doesn't fit in with the Kloli Ashas, whatever it may be. He doesn't go with that mahalach. I did see though an interesting pshat in Remission Karelitz. He wants to tell you like this. He says he takes something that's not cooked, or you take something cold, whatever it may be, and you put it into a hot pot, a hot thing of water. She said, at that moment of time, there's a fight. There's a mulchama going on. There's a mulchama going on between the heat and the cold, or the uncooked and the cooked. Each one is trying to fight the other. Who wins? Zugnis and Karet. If you have a klivishin, so you've got the walls of the pot as well. They're fighting as well with the heat, together with the heat inside of the food, that's going to cook the maichel. Whereas, Mr. Kavanetz, when you have a klisheni has cold walls, right? That's fosh. Then get heated up by the fire. The mela, in that case, they only have the food inside fighting, and then he tied it. That's how he learned the interesting sugya of a dapnaf community in the klivishin and a klisheni to be mazbit the pshat. But upon him, it's clear that Chazal seemed to understand, and Chazal obviously knew, that a klivishin is a koyach to be mevashel. A klivishin is a koyach to be mevashel, something that, again, it doesn't necessarily mean to take something and turn it into something else. There's a koyach that Bishul has that only a klivishin can do. A klisheni b'metzias can't do such a thing. So let's speak out a little bit of Machokes Rishonim, and then we'll come up with our nafkamina lahalocha. Tosfos. Tosfos seems to learn that there's no nafkamina of the actual heat of the water inside. It doesn't make a difference to water inside. Tosfos is learning it's the walls. It's the walls of the kedera. They're on the way down, the meda, the liquid, the water, whatever's inside this pot can be in exactly the same temperature as it was in the klivishin. But since it's on the way down because the walls are cold, the meda is the Tosfos, that's why it's got in the klivishin. Rashi doesn't learn that way. If you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to learn different to Tosfos that he says over here, when on the Gemara that we just mentioned, Shabbos Daf Nun, he says, the klisheni ani mevashel zug Rashi she yitstananu ma'at. The Meiri, by the way, says the same thing as well. Shekvan yitstanin. It seems that Rashi was learning that the yisoid is not dafka the kedera. It's the din of the food inside. Since when you put it into klisheni, automatically it's going to get colder. A little bit of some sort is going to get a little bit colder. Meimena zug Rashi, that's the yisoid. Tosfos on the other hand said no. So Tosfos, I don't care about the liquid. The liquid, you can measure it with a thermometer. From a klivishin to a klisheni, exactly the same. So Tosfos is still connected with a klisheni because it's on the way down. Now, Al Pizer, before we get to Nafkamina, that much locus we're showing him, of which there is one. Stop! a klisheni is einim avashel, which means a person doesn't really have to be careful too much with what he puts into a klisheni, because it's einim avashel, unless we're dealing with a kalei bishul, which we've spoken about before, that if you're dealing with bread, challah, which is a shalei bishul hachafia, or you're dealing with things like tea, which we've already spoken about before, or you deal with tavlinim, which is a shalei bishul hachafia, but if you're not dealing with a kalei bishul, klisheni einim avashel, so poshut pshat, you got yourself a tea, we'll get in a moment, beis Hashem, to the sugya of Yavnech Vizboi, but if a person has a tea boiling hot, in a tea, in a mug, in a cup, in a glass, whatever, he wants to add some freezing cold water, no problem, klisheni einim avashel. So that's poshut the shayla with a cliche. Going back to the nafkaminas, regarding the nafkaminas in this Tosfos. Now, we could say it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but let's leave Rashi for the moment because we pafkanai Tosfos. The achronim in the soid of to be masbir a cliche of going with Shitas Tosfos. And Tosfos, there's a chakira in Tosfos as follows. The famous chakira. The chakira in Tosfos is as follows. Is the pshat, according to Tosfos, that the reason why a cliche is einim bavashel is because it doesn't have the walls, that it wasn't heated up by the fire? Or is the pshat that at the end of the day it wasn't, although the pshat that it's going down? In other words, the chakir is like this. Is the pshat that the walls that I'm having over here, these walls, were heated up by the fire of the kibishin, the walls of the kisheni were not? Is that the nafkamina? Or is the nafkamina, no, I don't look at the walls, are they heated up by the fire or not, but they're on the way down. A kibishin, they're not on the way down, and a kisheni, they're on the way down. What's the nafkamina of this chakirah? Sorry? Kishishi would be enough nafkamina. Well, the nafkamina, the same idea from kibishin to shame, from shame to shlishi. And achanami, that could be. But our proponent, where's a big nafkamina? A thermos. A thermos is a tremendous, tremendous nafkamina. If you learn the lomdus is in Tosfos that the walls never got heated up by the fire, so obviously by thermos they never got heated up by the fire. But if the pshat in Tosfos is no, not the fire be'etzem, but the walls are on the way down, they're by thermos, they're not. I mean, eventually, of course, everything, even the kavisha will go cold. But it's not on the way down like a regular klisheni. It's made in a certain way, kiyadur, with a vacuum in between two things of glass, and therefore it's not on the way down. So the nafkamina between, the way how you learn Tosfos will be a nafkamina. Are you allowed to pour water into a thermos, which obviously is mutter, but what din do you give the water to the thermos? Is that a klisheni? Or is that a klisheni? So, lemaisa, there's a mafushi rishalmi, but even more mafushi than that is a chazanish. The Chazanish and Maisus and Perik Dalet Sikot and Yudches wants the Taina. Pshat and Tosfos is the Koyach of the Klirishin is not because it's on the way down. That's not the Pshat. It's because the walls were heated up by the fire. And if that's the Pshat, it retains the heat. It retains the heat for longer. In gain, when I've got something like a thermos, what's the halacha? You have something like a thermos. A thermos is not on the way down, right? So it keeps on the same status. If it's not, if it's only on the same status, according to Rabbi Yashar Zatzal, a thermos has a din of a klivishin. Not a klishen, for the reason being, as we said, we're learning the pshat, again, it's mashmoyis in the chazanish, maybe it's a rishalmi, that they're learning that the soid is whether or not it's on the way down or not, since the thermos is not on the way down, controversial, it's not a din of a klishen, a klivishin. That means the water inside my thermos is not a klishen. It's a klivishin, nafkamina. Can you put coffee? Can you put tea? Can you put sugar? All the sorts of shilas that will be nafkamina will be nafkamina in the thermos. Now, the Maisa wrote poskim ucholik on this. I come up by this veins and there's a Tosfos HaRosh. I already found a Tosfos HaRosh of then the sugim and base of an aleph in Shabbos wants to say that there is a chilik between two different types of materials, metal and other things, which again we see already nowadays that we see the different nafkamina between metal, the gabi vacuum, the gabi all sorts of things. La halacha the Maisa, all the poskim are makel. All the way. I mean, the Tzitzel Yezer talks about it by Riches and Chelik Yudalev, the Tzitzel Chochman, Chelik Dalet, the Shemir Shabbos, the Chazanish himself is Mekel, Mechaim Kanievsky, Abia Oimer, all the posts are Mekel. One of the main reasons is, if you look at the Tzitzel Chochman of Ledugma, one of the reasons why he says that a thermos is the din of a klishen is a double poshet. The walls are not hot. Of course they're cold. The walls on a thermos are for sure going to be cold. Now, it's true that once the water goes into the thermos, it's going to stay that heat for a long time. But the moment you put it in, there's no question about it. It's definitely a sheen in the temperature from a klivishin to that thermos. In Cain, it's got the soid of a klisheni, even though it's not really the same madrega as a mug or a cup, but lemaisa it's got a din of a klisheni, and therefore that's the halacha lemaisa. Right? The same, by the way, would apply with a hot cup, like styrofoam, or one of these foam cups, which is the same as soid as well. They're made in a way that the heat doesn't go down so simple. La halacha could be Rabbi Yashiv held, it was a din of a klivishin. La halacha lemaisa vad, it's got a din of a klisheni. That is the maisa, the psak of all the poskim. Now, there's a famous sheet of the Chazanish, yeah.
How are you answering the kasha generally? Just the main kasha that you'll have something, you could have something 50 degrees warmer and it's going to be a klisheni, and the other is going to be a klisheni.
So that you have to say that. So that you have to say like this. That Chazal understood that even though, like we said in Tosus, Chonta Tosus doesn't make enough gemina the temperature. It could be 70 in that one and 70 in that one. No enough gemina. But since it's on the way down, it hasn't got the koyach to cook. That's what Chazal understood, that a kibushin
cook. Scientifically?
Yeah. Or it works. The meister as well. It's possible it works that way. For sure that an egg will cook more in that one than in that one. That's not possible. It's on the way down. How long is it going to last hot for? Huh?
Even
at a high temperature? Even at a high. Cool. Again. An egg is, anyways, a kalibish. I'll leave that example out. That's a bad example.
Something at 300 degrees,
right?
250.
It's on the way down to Tosfos. If it's on the way down, it's already not a kibushin. Now, again, if it's a kalibishal, kalibishal always cook. Even a kibushin could be. Right, but the Yisoid of Ahadasat water, for example, Chazal obviously understood water is a Kashi Bishul. To cook water, you need a Klibishul. Ah, you'll tell me it gets boiling hot in a Klisheni, that's not Bishul. That's called heating it up.
Okay. And I'm saying versus the other one is hotter. So you have 500 degrees in a Klisheni.
But it's on the way down. So principally, Yisoid, yeah, that's the Yisoid. It's on the way down, hasn't got the same Kayach. That's Chazal understood, that's the Matthias.
Is there even Vidas Rashi?
Vidas Rashi Lav Davka, but we're passing like Tosfos. First, it's not so posh as a machlokes we're showing him. I brought it to you as a machlokes we're showing him. It's not so posh. Not everybody's masking, but the mice comes out. If you learn Rashi that way, you look at the Neri, it's even more foolish. It could be that a machlokes we're showing him over there. Now, there's the Shitas Chazanish. But Chazanish wants to learn that. You have to know this is not in the Sefer Chazanish. It's brought down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlit in the Sefer Time and Tekra. It's brought down also in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu. They all bring B'Shem the Chazanish the following. The Chazanish learned that when I take a cup, now we always understand, what's a klisheni? You take a plastic cup, or whatever it may be, if you're allowed to put water in a plastic cup, that we'll get to Beis Hashem later, but if you take a plastic cup, put it under the urn, the flow of water goes inside it, you're holding right now a klisheni. The Chazon Ish held, no, you're holding a klivishin. The one you pour into after that, that's a klisheni. Oh, where did he get that from? Where's the Makar for such a thing? We never ever saw such a thing. So it's very, very shver, because again, it's called a Chazon Ish, we don't have rise booze, but they want to tie the pshalas like this. They want to turn this a Truman Sadesh and Simon Kupe Aleph. The Etim is also, you can talk about the Prima Godim and Yeridea, Simon Sadihem, Sprezozovs, and Kotten Ches. Also, as well, the same Mahalach. That the Truman Sadesh learns that when you take a Klevishan and you pour from this Klevishan into another Kle, since the Klevishan is Al Ha'esh, so whatever comes from that is also considered Al Ha'esh. It's got then a Klevishan. Now, I know you're going to say. The Chazon Ish, by the way, is more machmir than Truman Sadesh. Truman Sadesh learned if it's nifsa kakiluach, then it's over. Chazon Ish held no, it's not over. So that's a tremendous chumma that they say b'shem the Chazon Ish. Now, where's the biggest raya for this? The biggest raya is Rashi. Rashi the Chayyim in the Sugi Memomet base talks about the Ambati that has hot water, and then you took it out from the Ma'ayim of the Chamit Tiberia, and it's still got a din of a klivish. And you look at the Prima Golem, for example, Sigotan Lamagimu, and he's Mazbud the Pshat, that since Bezman, when it came out, it was coming from a klivish, so since it comes straight into this klivish, it's got a din of a klivish as well. So it could be a Zariah from Rashi as well. La halacha, la maisa, kumar all the posts, kumar cholik on this mahalach, they have rise against the Chazon Ish, and also again, it could be the Chazon Ish was just machmir for himself. But again, there are people that are machmir this way. You'll find many people that make coffee and tea on Shabbos, and they'll have to put it into another one. Now, could be the machmir because they want to make it into a klishishi. Or maybe the machmir because the Chazon Ish. So there is such a Chazon Ish, whether or not the Chazon Ish was machmir for the belt or for himself, that is something that we'll never, ever know. Now, let's go through the exceptions of a klishishi. Now, these are the big sugars that we missed out a little bit earlier on, and scattered in the Mishabur in a few places, for example, in Sitei, earlier on as well, in Yudalev, Vecholi, and that is a Dovah Gush. Dovah Gush is one of the big shilas of a klisheni. So it goes like this. And this is negeh to children, this is negeh to schnitzel, this is negeh to kegel, to chicken, all the sorts of shilas. Everything we discussed until now with salt and pepper and everything like that. What's the halacha with the Dovah Gush? So we start like this. What din does a Dovah Gush have? You take a regular soup, you put it into a bowl, your bowl goes into a klisheni. Or if you take the same piece of chicken, you put it into your plate, does that have a din of a klisheni or not? So this we already know from Yeridea. The Ramah in Simu Kufhein Yeridei Siv Gimel is very clear, the Goyin also goes with this Mahalach, and it's a very simple Mahalach. Just like a Dovah Lach in a Klisheni, it's got a little Klisheni, a Dovah Yavish in a Klisheni, it's got a little of a Klisheni. Zod the Ramah, the Psak La'alocha from the Ramah, the Vilna Goyin, the Chavaz Das over there, the Milchus Yaakov, Yad Yehuda, they all hold that a Dovah Gush has no Nafgamina. It's exactly the same as a Dovah Lach. Just like a Dovah Lach in a Klisheni, it's got a Din Klisheni, the Hainu Enum of Vashel. So to also a Dovah Gush and a Klisheni, has got the same halach of a Klisheni, but maybe it's Enoi Mavashel. The Chavaz Das in Sadi Beis brings Ba'etzim it's a marshal. It's also Nisa the Heter and the Shach that a choylik on Nisra more, and they hold no. A double gush is completely different to a double lach. What's the svara? A double poshet. A double lach is the pshat when a soup goes into the bowl, so it completely spreads around and hits the walls of the bowl, and obviously gets cooled down. Whereas you put a piece of schnitzel, a piece of chicken, onto a plate, so how much of it already touches the cold walls? Not that much. And therefore it retains its heat in a much higher madriga than a double lach. So the shach, again, the makor is b'etzem, the marshal, on machmer against the ramah, and they hold that a double gush has got a din of a klirishon, a filu in a klisheni. Now, the Maisa, there's a famous chavestas over here in Sadi Beis Kotel Chavzayin, where he writes over here tremendously yisoid. And there's many, many different rais and kashas on this marshal. So he writes over here that when did the marshal say that a dover gush has got a din of a klivishon a filu b'klisheni? That's the gabi bliz basa v'cholov. Not the gabi bishul. And I said, I'll bring you the biggest rai in the belt. What's the biggest rai? Posh the rai. According to the marshal, yeah, take a dover gush, yeah, basa, dover gush, put a dover gush of cheese on it. Are you open? Is a doraisa basa v'cholov? Absolutely not. In Cain, what's the pshat? Must be the marshal only helps, not the bishul of Satorah. The blizz go in. Good. The heat works with the blizz, but not for bishul. In Cain, it's a chomer and it's a heta. In Hilchos Yerachaim, we don't believe. We don't have such a thing. It's over. Nothing to talk about. Maybe the Chavisdas wanted to learn that the marshal is a chomer and you're there, but nothing to do with Yerachaim. And maybe when we come back to Hilchos Shabbos, we've got no marshal. We've got no marshal. We've got no chomer of Dovah Gush. Now, that's what the Chavisdas said. The Magen Avraham over here in Shin Yud Ches, in Kotten Mem Hei, is choluk on this Mahalach. And again, there's many, many rise to this. The Igle Tal also in Lamed Beisi Beis also brings this Mahalach. And they want a Taina Lahalacha that the Marshal is a Chum also in Shabbos, just like by Yisid Heta, also by Shabbos Kodesh. Memela, how do we pass in the Halacha? The famous Machlokes, the Machlokes, Rav Mo, and the Shach. Well, my favorite machlokes, the Ramah, and the Yisra Heta. What do we pass in Halacha? So, the Magen Avraham we just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah also, Sivkot and Samach Hei, also goes with this Mahalach as well, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chai Odom, and all the Poskim hold that we're machmir that a Dovah Gush in the Klisheni is going to deal with Klivishin. Like Abba Hilcha Shabbos, which would mean all the Nafkuminis that we're going to speak out in a moment of Bishul, do not, the Kula of Bishul and the Klisheni do not apply to a Dovah Gush. Now, Agav, the Sfadim will make her like the Ramah. Very, 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 very interesting. The Sfadim going Gansen, I saw this in Darud Tzion, I saw this in Yalkut Yosef, in Zivkei Tzedek, b'chole, and the Sfadim, Mamish go to Kula with the Shita of the Ramah over there in Yerideh. Why? Because it's very unclear what the Mechaber held. Very, very unclear. There's a Beis Meir. We're going to sugi now, but there's a big shadow what the Machaber held in this Indian. La Halacha of Ashkenazim is like we mentioned, according to Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Mishnah Berurah, and Chai Odom, that we're machmir of a Dovah Gush, afilu in a Klisheni. What about a Klishnishi? What about a Klishnishi? Schnitzel came from the original Kedaya. Got put onto a serving tray. You took it from the serving tray onto your plate. So the Maaseh of the Shach says Mufurish and Be'etzem, as we pass on the Shulchan, the Prima Godim, that the Halacha is, it's got a din of a Klivishon, a Dovah Gush in a Klishlishi, and a Klivishon. Kol's Malachel to Ledesboy has got a din of a Klivishon, which would mean whatever Chum we're going to say by a Klivishon, you'll have to say the same thing also by a Dovah Gush as well. Now the Shaila obviously is, what does it mean a Dovah Gush? What is a Dovah Gush? Right, again, we'll get to it in a moment by liquid. But a dover gush means, again, you saw this in the shach of Edem Fush and Kufhei, that it means a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, that's a poshet. What about rice? So rice has to be, if you have a clump of rice, then it's also got a din of a dover gush. But a couple of pieces of rice, or a few little pieces of something hot, not necessarily if they're small, going to have a din of a dover gush, because at the end of the day, they're going to cool off quite quickly. So you have to know, the gedda means a nice shtickle, nice piece of a dover gush, we'll have a din of a dover gush. Now, there's agav shayin taz over there. If you cut a dover gush in half, what din do we have? Because the shayin, like we said, is when a piece of meat goes on a plate, so how much of the plate is attached? Not that much. But you start cutting it up into four or five pieces, so you put your cold knife, so to speak, inside the dover gush. It's a tremendous shayin in the halacha lemaisa, unless it's a clump of rice, it's no worse than that. Which means that just like a rice has got air pockets and holes in there, and we still give it a din of a dover gush, the same thing will apply. If you cut your meat into a couple of pieces, it's still got the din of a dover gush, and therefore the chumras will apply. What about a dover gush in liquid? What if you have Tomet? Now this is the big shayla. You got a Heilige, Heilige, Shabbos Chulin, Shabbos Kodesh. What's the halacha with this Heilige? You got potatoes, you got meat, you got beans, and you got liquid in there. Now that's a tremendous stuff, Kamina. You have to add salt, you have to add pepper, all the halachas, bread, putting it inside, fish and achafia, all these shaylas. What deal does it have? Klevishin, Klesheni, Kleshishi, tremendous stuff, Kamina. So the Piskei Tshuva again in Yerudea. I'm sorry, but this sugi's all come from Yehudah. There's nothing I can do about it. Right? I don't know if it's Yehudah. I don't have to do it. Shtikal HaChazora over there. It's the Piskechuba over there in Yehudah, and Tzadi Dalet brings down Mufush, the sheet of the Marashal. Now, the Piskechuba Agav holds of the Marashal, which means he's Machme, and Adobe Gush has got a bit of a Klevish and a bit of a Klesheni. But the Piskechuba writes, when's that? By Adobe Gush by itself. But if you have Adobe Gush, Tzazaman together with liquid, oh, then it's spoiled the whole thing, and it goes back to a din of Adobe Lach, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever. That's how the Piskei Tshuva learns the halacha.
Even the chelik of the davar gush
that's floating on top has got a din now of davar lach, and whatever happens to davar lach happens to this davar gush inside it. That's the Piskei Tshuva. There are those that are chelik, the Prima Godin, for example, the Yad Yehuda, and others that are chelik. It's the Maisa tremendous machloikis. Dan Fisher and Remissim Karelitz held that it's got a din of the klevishin. Even if you've got liquid, you've got to be machme, because at the end of the day, if a steak or a piece of meat, when it's by itself on a plate, doesn't cool down, so kol shekein, when it's surrounded by hot liquid, it's not going to cool down. Forget. The svar is to say that for sure it shouldn't cool down. That's what we're missing. Takatainis. Remela, you have a piece of chol, you have guns of chol over there with potatoes and meat and all over there. It's got a din of what? It's got a din of a condition, even though there's liquid flying all over the place. Now, la halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Prima Golem, as we mentioned, the Piskei Tshuva, the Ksos HaShulchan, is even a Ksav Sofen Chun and Kuf Dalet that wants to be Mekel. And that Lechoyah is the halacha, depending on how much liquid
there
is there.
Is even Klishlish,
yes, whatever you say about Dovah Gush will apply over there. Over here as well, by liquid as well. Same thing. We pass in the halacha, Kafi, the Piskei Tshuva, and if we, like we mentioned, the Aruch HaShulchan and Ksos HaShulchan, which means, again, if you've got a small amount of liquid, that's not what we're discussing. If you've got chicken with a little bit of gravy, that's not a davar lach. That's a davar gush with a little bit of gravy. But if you've got, for example, a chulut, or you have, for example, I don't know, rice in a massive amount of sauce, right? Even if it's not covering completely. But it's basically a very nice amount of liquid, we consider that to be a davar lach. And davar lach in the klisheni is einem vashel, b'choli, b'choli, b'choli. Right, so that's the gedda that you have to know over there. Again, it's a nice amount of liquid, not a small amount. So therefore, when it comes to all sides of davar gush, you have to know, number one, klevishin, klesheni, klesishi. Number two, is there liquid, is there not liquid? What about ketchup? Are you allowed to, we mentioned this previously, we'll mention again, ketchup on a davar gush, l'chayra, right? Unless you hold that ketchup is a davar yovish, in which case, ein bishalach ha-bishom or davar yovish. But if you go that ketchup is a davar lach, like what Moshe does, ketchup is a davar lach, and the kids want to go and spray ketchup all on the chicken that's boiling hot over there, pashat u'biyasa, it's a davar lach. Davar lach and it's stunning is a baya. Especially over here, we're dealing with davar gush with the shayla of the klevishin. Maybe should be machme. But Moshe says no. Says with Moshe, since we're dealing with two chumras, we're dealing with the chumra of davar gush. That's a massive chumra. There are most meiko. That's one chumra. The chumra number two, and this is the biggest story we have to mention when we get to see Tezbot. And when Moshe holds this way, and I don't know if everybody else must come to this, that a davar lach and stunning is only a chumra to cook it up. That's a mipashkan in b'shalach ha-bishop davar lach. In kinds of Moshe to put two chumras together. This much machmir we're not going to be. We made it with Moshe holds, even if again, on the side that it's double yovish, there's no shayla. On the side it's double lach, according to Moshe, there is no shayla with putting. We're going to get to that. But before that, yeah, there are people out there that add water to their ketchup. Okay, at the end of the bottle of a day, wants to get everything else. He adds a couple of drops of water and he shakes it around, right? People do these things, right? There, there. It puts out, that's a big shayla. Now you've got liquid in there, you've got water that was never cooked. There you've got some major problem. People don't even have these things. You have to be careful in such an open over there. I don't know, maybe the Israeli ketchup has already got 50% water in there anyway. So you have to be careful stomachically. But I'll come on, just to realize that is a shy that you should watch out for, even if you're making a ketchup, to worry about water. Let me get back to
it. Mashal was saying it midin or mitaras chomra?
He's saying, well, it's a shy that it could be he was saying it midin, but we take it on the toes chomra. That could be. It's a sugar again, all the sugar in your day. Let's move now to spices and salt. So, number one, the Mishabru writes in two places, in Memhei and Samachei. Mishabru writes in Memhei and Samachei, do not put spices on a davar gush. That means garlic powder and oregano and parsley, b'choli, b'choli, pepper for sure, do not put on a davar gush. That means if you've got chicken, you've got a piece of cholent, whatever it is, that's a davar gush. Since we're machmir, that's got a dinner of a klevishin, and you're not allowed to put spices in the klevishin, therefore, a person should be careful when he puts the psak la halach of the Mishabru in those two places that a person should be careful not to do. What about salt? So, salt. chutzlo, so no baya, it's cooked already, right? Even if you were tying a bishul, a bishul lach a bishul, it's a dover yovish, no shaylach at all. What about if it's not cooked salt? Our salt here and there, to show, as we mentioned previously, is not cooked. And if it's not cooked, are you allowed to put it onto a piece of schnitzel, a piece of chicken, a piece of kugel, whatever it may be? So the halacha is simple. The halacha is, I mean, be'etzem I could understand if someone wanted to be machmir. I could understand such a thing. I could understand. But the halacha, I mean, is that your body can be mekel for a few reasons. Reason number one is, this is poshut. We mentioned, Mishabur by salt told us that melting is not called the cooking of salt, because it melts even in cold. So in the mind, when you put on the schnitzel and it melts, doesn't mean that's the bishul shaboy. There has to be a bishul that Chazal understood what bishul means. For example, I'll give an example. If I take rice, rice that's cooked in water, that's how you make rice, you make it in water. You take the rice on Shabbos and you put it onto your baked chicken, right? Baked chicken. Is that a shayla of a fiach, a bishul? I don't think so. Simply because that's not called a fiyah, it's ridiculous. Maybe it heats it up, even if the rice is cold and it gets boiling hot after, that's called heating it up. That's not called a fiyah, it's ridiculous to call it that. The nega by the salt, is it the same thing? Our salt here in Eretz Yisrael is basically baked. You mentioned this, it's put into an oven, it's a type of bake, a type of a fiyah. So even if you want to be machme, and you want to say that, I want to put it into my boiling hot schnitzel, it's a type of a fiyah, maybe you want to say that. It's a fiyah, anyway, it's water. And on the side that you want to call it anyway, necessarily you want to be machmir, say, no, I call that bishul. Bishul achafia, by the way, is also a machlokes. We're machmir lechatchila, kidu ramah, but slicha, salt, we're mekel me'ikadin. We're also machmir that salt has got a din of a dover kali bishul. Mele, chumra pon chumra pon chumra, I don't think we have to be machmir. In kein lahalocha, I think there's a tremendous mocking for a person to take regular salt here in Eretz Yisrael that's not been cooked and put it onto his boiling hot piece of chicken, boiling hot schnitzel, either because it's hafiyah, which is 100% water, and if you want to be machmir, and the sound that it's a bishul hafiyah, we can also be mekel because we have so many chumras that we won't put together over there. Now, obviously, there's different nafkaminas, for example, mayonnaise, and there's mustard, and all these things that people put on a dover kush. So this is pashat after the matzias. If the mustard and the mayonnaise was previously cooked, then there'll be no shayla. You've got Rav Moshe. But if they weren't previously cooked, so you have to know the matzias of each single thing and figure it out if it was cooked or not cooked. Let me go to one last chiddush over here, and then we move on. This is a tremendous chiddush. I have to admit, it's a tremendous chiddush. Oh, but kach nirulani es daiti, and I get screamed at this every time I speak about this, but it doesn't bother me. Like this. Do you have to be machmir or not to put on the same plate a piece of chicken and cucumber salad? Or, go to a nice Israeli kiddush, what do you get? A little slice of Yerushalmi kigel with a pickle. So people are very machmir. Oh, they're moving away, this, that, and the other. So I don't know what bracha you make on such things, but they're agav. Right, which one's the ikka, which one's the tofa, I don't know. Right, the kigel, I don't know if that's considered tofa, that's considered ikka. They're there. Or with the gabi hilt for Shabbos, people are very machmir in Ganeshan. They put it separate from one to the other. Or let's say in your plate, for example. On your plate, yeah, do you have to be makbid or not? So number one, the juice of the salad, that's a vada problem. That's partial, right? For example, if you take on your plate some cucumber salad, now you've got a bunch of puddle of juice, right? This juice has never been cooked. What is it? Lemon juice, maybe, water, acid, let me know what I can put in the ingredients over there. This is uncooked liquid. It's on your plate, you take a piece of schnitzel or chicken, you put it onto your plate, well, that's a vada awesome. I'm going to volunteer it before it, Mishabur brings it down, right? It's partial. Why? Because the dover grush has got a dilemma cleavision. You've got liquid over there, a cleavision onto the liquid, that's a vada problem, right? That's partial. You have to be very, very careful. If you've got salad on your plate, make sure the liquid is not underneath where you put the chicken, the kegel, or whatever it is that's hot. Because again, dover gush with machmir. Dover gush we pass in the halacha, like the Mishabur says. It's got a dinner of a cleavision. The main is to put it into your plate with this liquid over there is definitely a baya. That's claw.
Even if it doesn't get
to this, doesn't make enough kamina. Doesn't make enough kamina.
Why?
Because, first of all, who told you it doesn't get tzelah d'sbo? It could be that the first klipa, the first layer does, the rest of it doesn't.
But the
Mishabur is not going to come on. The Magen Avraham also knew that. You mean that the Shatzin brings that horror down as well. The Magen Avraham's machmir said, don't put a dover gush into liquid. What did he mean?
If it's
going to
make it hot.
Muslim Tzias. You've got a small amount of liquid in your plate. Yeah. You're putting a dover gush there. It's not going to get hot. Okay, it depends how much liquid. Masking. Yeah. Depends how much liquid. But if you've got a small amount of liquid, which is the case by the cucumber salad, it's a little layer of liquid. And boiling hot piece of schnitzel, you're putting it straight on, it's very shy that the liquid that goes into the schnitzel, which is what happens, it gets absorbed into the kegel layer, into the schnitzel layer, that's the sugar to get to lettuce boy. It's the sugar to get to lettuce boy. That's it's a bayah. That's pressure. Again, it's a lot of liquid, could be, it's different. But that's not where I was coming from over here. What I was coming from over here is the salad. Everybody's busy with their time, not putting one to the other. Why? Because it's Bishul. Shiloh Bishul. Of course, you've got in the Klibishon. And therefore, I've got cucumbers next to my Klibishon food. I have to be Machmik. So, Rabbi Salania states your body, you can be made for without any Shiloh whatsoever for the simple reason. I have a few reasons. Reason number one, what is Bishul by lettuce, by cucumber? Let's say, for some crazy reason, I want to cook lettuce. I want to cook cucumber. So we say that Tchilas the Bishul is what? By Dover Gush, by Dover Yovish, is Michael Ben Drusai. What is the gather of Michael Ben Drusai? That if I want to cook a cucumber, when is it, you know, sort of half cooked, a third cooked, whatever the sheetahs are? Are you honestly telling me that this cucumber, pickle, lettuce, whatever it may be, gets half cooked when it's next to your chicken over there? Absolutely not. It doesn't. Not only that, look in the Marashal. The Marashal that was machmei by a Dover Yovish in a Klivishon, giving it a dinner of a Klivishon, even in a Klisheni. Why was he machmei? He said the Marashal was machmei to look over there. Why was machmei and bring it back over here? He was machmei over there in Yerida because it was a Dover that was mashbiach. It was like talking about rice and it was becoming hotter, more geschmack, v'choli v'choli. Slicha, over here there's a mamish a kinkel. I don't want it that way. So number one, I don't think it even gets Michael Ben Drusai, which in the case it's not even called Bishul. Number two, I don't think we even have the Chumra of the Marashal. If you've got no Chumra of the Marashal, then everything's mutter. There's no Shaila Bechal in that oifen. And therefore,
there's still juice on the cucumber.
That juice is the tiny bit of juice on the cucumber, that doesn't bother me. That's in Mammish, in a Nichelik, all the sheets over there. La Halacha, there are maybe 50 poskim that hold you have to be Machme, right? From Revozna all the way down, that hold that a person should be getting from Missing Kemenet, Revozna, Shev, the Kossi, with Belyashu, Dain Fisher, they all hold that a person like a Tchela shouldn't do such a thing. Now, I don't know why. Rosh HaMizamala Saw is the only one that's a little bit Mekel, but not because of what we said. He wants to be Mekel because of what we mentioned. It's a situation, it's a Kilkul, b'choli, b'choli, b'choli. But I'm going a step even before that. I don't think there's Bishul b'chol. I don't think it gets to the Madrega of Bishul. In which case, I don't think there's any reason to be Machme and do such a thing over there. By the way, I also got a skomo from Rabbi Berkovitz about it to say that. Let's say the gomo.
Pickles never
get pickled before them, b'chol, b'chol, not kovosh. No, Kovish
is
K Mavushal Loshna Gemara over there in Cholin. K Mavushal, not Mavushal Mamish. Al Kaponim, that's the sugya over there. It's about the Moka. By the way, don't apply this to the lachos of ice cream, which we'll get to in Sitka Zayin. Putting, for example, a very famous dessert of a hot cake or apple crumb or whatever next to a piece of ice, a scoop of ice cream, that's a different shadow. That we'll get to in Sitka Zayin about melting. But like Gabi Hilton's Bishul, there's nothing to worry about by putting vegetables that are cold and uncooked next to your hot schnitzel, even if you're machmor v'dov gush. Okay, let me get back to ladles. Let's go now to the sugya of a ladle, which is a tremendous sugya again. Obviously, to know what the halacha is of a ladle, but what we really have to understand is what nafkamina does it have to our soup bowls, ledugma. Ledugma, we spoke about this in Sif Hei. Bishul HaChafiyah, right? To take a crouton, or take matzah. Matzah is a kuleyama baked, and put it into my soup, so it depends. The Ramos says you shouldn't do it even in klisheni. A klishishi is mutter, so you have to understand. What's a ladle, right? Nafkamina, gabi salt, nafkamina, gabi pepper, for example. Dover gush, b'chole, b'chole. So, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem, as we mentioned before, said that Rabbi Yitzchak followed Rebbe into the mikvah, and he said to Rebbe, can I put some oil into the mikvah to warm up? Rebbe said, toil b'klisheni. That was the lashon in the Gemara that we saw. Toil b'klisheni, and then from there the Gemara says, shram mino klisheni in a mavashal. Okay. Poshut pshat in the Gemara, I'll be Rashi, I'll be the Meiri, I'll be many different mishonim, is a double poshut. That, you take a ladle, and you take it, whatever they had in those days, a jug, and you pour it to take a scoop from the mikvah water, that water's got it in the klisheni. That's a double poshut. That's how Rashi understood the sugar. That's how the Meiri understood the sugar. That's how the mishonim understood pshat in the sugar over there. Came along the Taz over here and over there and over there as well. And the little Taz, no! The Gemara should have said, Tol B'Kli! What Tol B'Kli Sheni? Tol B'Kli should have said. So why did the Gemara say Tol B'Kli Sheni? So the Taz with a whole shtickle period to understand the Gemara is totally different to how we understood it a moment ago. So the Taz, no! So the Taz, the longest is like this. Everyone's masking. If you've got a Kedera beside Kedera, just imagine, you've got two Kederas, one inside the other. Are you telling me that the inner Kedera is the inner Kli Sheni? It's ridiculous. It's a klisheni, it's a kli in a kli. So of course both Kedem have got a din of a kli vishen, that's poshut. Now you're going to remove that inner kli and you're going to take it out. What din does that have? So at the time, are you honestly telling me that that's got a din of a klisheni? A minute ago it was a kli vishen, right? Claw. You take it out, got a din of a klisheni? Was that like a game in and out, got a din of a vishen and a klisheni? Doesn't make any sense. And the mise of the Taz, when the Gemara said, toil the klisheni, it didn't mean put the oil into the kli that you scooped out. Then it would have said, toil the kli. elamai. It means that that kli that you scoop the water, you pour it into a different kli, that's got another kli sheni, because that has no shaykh, it's the original kli. That is how the Taz understands over there in Sari Beis. There's a Maril in the Chuspesa, there's a Mazbah the whole Sugya, that we're not going into right now. So really we have a famous Machloikis La Alocha of what is the din of a ladle. Now, the Maisa, the Mishabura in Sifid Gimel is very, very clear. Well, not so clear, but it's kind of clear. Mishabura over here in Sifid Gotten Bezayin writes, when he talks about a ladle, Avalim Shoyu B'Kli Reikim B'Toy Kli Vishim, which is Mamash the Shail of a ladle, Yesh Oim the Dinik Kli Vishim, U B'Pratim Asha Kli Reikim B'Soycha Chimala V'Sik Avadim Kli Kli Vishim. Now that means even before the Prat, even before the bubbles came out, it's called that the Mishabu is learning a ladle that's got a din of a Kli Vishim. We have to be Machme, it doesn't bring any other Tzad over here to be Meikel, he passes the Halacha like they say Shoyimim, that the Mishabu is Psak La Halacha is very simple. A ladle that you dip into a kli vishin has got a din of a kli vishin. Mimela, when you take the soup out of there, it remains a kli vishin, goes into your bowl, the bowl is a kli sheni. So now you can't put matzah in there, you can't do all sorts of things, it's a shan of kli sheni. So you'll tell me, hold on a minute, we had a stira, we mentioned this over there, okay? Now, this is a gewaldige sach. This stira, we mentioned it over there, we'll mention it again now, because I want to add a couple of answers. And see, then when we talked about Bishul HaChafiyah, which the Ramah says even cliche, you've got to be machmeh, the Mishabur says, what you should do is in Reitz Avitim Basi, Yamtin Ad Shalei Yatsa Ledes, but oi, Shalachol HaPochol Yisha B'Kaf Menekedei Kedei Shekoyer Klishnishi. Very simple. The Mishabur says to me, a simple answer, make a ladle, now put the ladle into my bowl, my soup is now a klishnishi. Slicha, learn Sifyut Gimel, and Sifyut Gimel tells me no, that I didn't go to the klishnishi. What's going on? So, there's one pshat, for example, Umisin Karel Shlita says a pshat, I do not know how he fits it in the words, don't understand what he says. But he says the answer is that this is, means a limud tzos. He wants the time as Sipe is not telling you lechatchela. It's a limud tzos, give like a nunu, it works, alright, okay, I'll give it to you. But in Sipe Gimel, that's the ikim ha'edin. Now, I don't know how that fits in. I don't know how that fits in. Again, I don't know if I'm listening to it. It said it's in the Sefer that the Shame Bishmoy. No idea. I'm not going to answer up now. Different Svarim, they're right for different things. A fella came up to me on a on Shabbos afternoon. A guy was using a scoop. I'm allowed to use a scoop on Shabbos. You know, the ice cream scoops. The egg salad told us mortar. He says to me, what do you mean? I have a Sefer at home. I don't know. He's told me mention the name of the Sefer. Whatever it was. Picture Sefer, I think it was. He showed over there a scoop. And he says, open the hall. I don't know, I don't have to answer up for everybody's mistakes. I'm sitting like this. I said, if it was in my house, it would be very simple. I would take the page, rip it out, throw it out the window. He said, you can't do that, you've got something on the other side. He said, say that, Oyle Rosh, Oyle Shlein, that's not my problem. Yeah. I used to do that with Sages, my Chavusa, my Lenin, was Brochus. We went through a safer that was poshut mistakes, and not even mistakes, but just terrible pages and pages ripped away one after the other. So I laid there. I don't have to answer for everybody. I do not know how he learns the Mishabru that way. Let's talk about the Limus course. It seems to me the Mishabru is saying the Chatzela. So we're going to have to say different Pshat. The other Pshat that we said over there, we'll say now again, is the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos is a Pashat Azach. So the Shmir Shabbos, that's different. In Sif, hey, we have a Chumra Bishalach HaFiyah. The Gabi, a Chumra Bishalach HaFiyah. I can tell you an Eidl is a Klisheini. But the Halach of an Eidl, everyone's Maslim has got a din of a Klivishin. So if you say that answer is beautiful, fits in very nice in the words, it's a kula by putting matzah in your soup, but it's not a kula by anything else. The last heta is Parshas the Chazanish. Famous Chazanish with a tremendous yisoid over there in Kufchov Beis in Orchaim, the Rabbi Hilchus Pesach, Golis Kalim B'chole, where the Chazanish learned an unbelievable yisoid. Comes on the Chazanish and he's mechalik between two different types of eklivishin. Eklivishin sha'al ha'esh, that's got a little eklivishin. And the ladle you put in there has got an awesome division. But once you take the kedera off the edge of the chazanish, that kedera has got a din of a klisheni, and it means your ladle is a klisheni as well. Mimela, that we understand, pshat in the steer, it's posh. The Mishabur in Sivhei is talking about what? I don't know clearly, but it's very shy that he's talking about a kedera, shaloi ala eish, and I'll bring you a raya as well, right? Most people don't put ladles on the fire. Most people don't. It's a shayla bagosa. We'll get to it, Bez Hashem, later on towards the end of the simon. But on Kopalim, most people don't. Over there, it's clear. Over here in Sifud Gimel, I think it's even clearer that he's talking about a kedera sha'al ha'esh ha'raya. He says if it gets bubbles. How often does a kedera wait until it gets? Only wait until it gets bubbles. It's shayla for it to bubble and then stop bubbling if you took it off. But to get bubbles, it has to be where al ha'esh. And maybe Sifud Gimel or Pidah Chazanish would be al ha'esh. And see over here, hey, would be Shalala Ish. That fits in beautiful with the words, and it comes up with a tremendous cooler. It means all of us. when we take chicken supermarket data, now which person does it on the age? Most people don't. Again, it could be sputter. But we take it off the fire. If you take it off the fire and you serve your chicken soup, or your shalom, whatever it may be, so automatically the feeder chazanisha, maybe that's chaimis of Mishnah Berurah, is you can be makel, and you can always consider your legs to be a cliche. This is how I used to go with this mahalach, and myself, I tried very hard to get Rabbi Israel to be maskim to this, and he wasn't maskim. He said, no, we don't go with this chazanish. And that's the Maisa, could be the Mishnah Berurah as well. We can explain the Mishnah Berurah matter of his sikhas to be different. It doesn't mean bubbles and mamash, it means boiling hot. But for up bismanenu, our metal ladles are so become hot so quickly, so easily, they're very thin, they're very conductive to heat, therefore the moment you put it in already it starts to get hot. Mimela, the psak lahalocha, lefi, again, lefi, everything that we mentioned until now, from the maril to the isbehet, to the pichodosh, to the elirabba, to the chashokhan, the shvizah shabbat, to the shabbat, to the going, the gitsa, we hold that a ladle has got a din of a klivishon, unless it's done for Bishul HaChafir, which it could be maker, which means la halacha, unless you're going to go with the Chazanish, which Rabbi Zil was not asking for me to go with, is that we have to assume that our ladle's got a bit of a klivishon, and that's it. The only nafkamina may be a plastic ladle. Somebody told me, I don't know, I've yet to check the Matthias, that a ladle, a thick plastic ladle, never gets the answer letter spray. If you tell me, take it out, it could be there for 20 minutes, take it out, touch it, it'll be warm. Will it be answer letter spray? If that's the Matthias, so the ladle hasn't got a problem. You serve with a plastic ladle, and you can be makel, because a ladle always remains cold. You've always got the din of a cliche in there, no? You side of a ladle becoming a cleavishon is because you dip it into the cleavishon, it becomes like the din of a cleavishon. But if it stays cold, maybe not. So again, this is something we have to check into the Matthias before we do that. Yeah?
The other time when I had a din of a cleavishon, you'd have to return it off the ish.
According to Chazon Ish again?
But the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, figure also then
with tavlin.
Even though he took it off the
edge. Yeah, but we mentioned that our tavlin is different to their tavlin. We mentioned that according to most poskim.
That's why he's learning his klivishon,
even though he took it off. Right, it's called the klivishon, it's the mutter. It's off the
edge. Yeah.
Right, but I said last time, maybe 2 times ago, whatever it was, according to Shlomo Zalman and many poskim, our tavlin are different. The tavlin that they had were big shtiklach. Whereas now they're all cut up in little ground spices, Shlomo Zalman learns that our tavlinim are already the din of a klivishon, if it's much worse. Okay, there were those that are cholik, extra mashmos, and rabbi shem, they got bilchus coffee, could be. But again, there's something to talk about, the gabi tavlinin, it's got a din of a klivishon, and a chalam, it's off the age, but you still got a bayal, if you can't envision, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Did Rav Real say that he's choshed that it's got a din like man or sikhus, like a regular ladle?
Yeah, he told me sikhus doesn't mean bubbles, it means boiling hot.
The pressure of, meaning, bishlach hafir and all these things, passes the mishmuri only on the hetzah, according to the third din, meaning according to the tongue.
Right.
But he said he brings
the Mishnah
Berurah, but if it's
Mana Resichas,
it's
Vada,
it's like a
Dinah Klishe.
Perhaps you don't have the
Tzirus. I mean, in a case where you put a lady in there with Mana Resichas, then you don't
even
have the
Hetzer,
then you
have the Mishnah Habib. I thought, okay, if it's
Mana
Resichas, if you're
Machme,
even just when it's very hot,
it's
Mana Resichas.
Right. Yeah, but still, I think Rabbi Zul will be Mekel anyway, because the Sif Hay is only a Chumra. And a Vada.
Good,
no one said that label Mekel Din. It's got a guy with Machme, like. Again, yeah, but the Lashon is.
And then if it's
not a field, it's a bother. Yeah, the prat. Especially if it goes like that, then for sure. The question is the Maisa, again, you're saying on the tzadr it's not Ma'ala Resicha, so you don't need actual bubbles, then there'll be a Gerubishan. Again, you could still answer the Chilim between him and Sifei. What are you going to answer to Sifei? What are you going to say to the Mishnah over there? You have to say that even. You could say, or you could say, even if it's Ma'ala Resicha, there's a special head over there that we don't have over here. Why? Because it's only a Chum of Bishan Achafia. That's all. That's what you have to say. Now, Lemaisa Samazoi, by the way, B'derech Agav, to you, the Taz, if you know in your Yeridea, says over there that it's really to be Machme, not to be Mekel. Now, when would be a case to be Mekel? Here's a Mekel portion. As far as she is, as far as I have a big problem over here. What do they do? You take a ladle out of a cremation, and it says, anyone want more soup? No, nobody wants more soup. So bring it back. Hold it to Sfar, it could be Yatsu lettuce, but it's boiling hot. It's an Issa Goma to do so. Because the Taz says to be Machme, you can't use it as a cooler. You can't use it all of a sudden to be maker. Say, oh, it's not really good. No, it's got a din of what? It's got a din of a cliche. It's got a din of a cliche. The Be'alacha that we saw in the beginning of Shemit Chesh, we mentioned this a few times, says that the Aliba de Machaba that holds that a cliche ain't a mavashan gansan. I don't care of the temperature. Therefore, to take that ladle of boiling hot soup and to put it back into boiling hot soup is an issa. Because then you're using a ladle lekula. You know, that's used lekula. You have to only say lechuma. That was the pshat of the Taz over there. That's something to be very, very careful for Sfardin that go with the sheet of the Mechaba to be very, very careful in that Indian to make sure that they don't pour anything back. Now, the only nafkamina that to be makel by a ladle, the Kulei Alma, And that's even if you've got a din, a lady has got a din of a Kli Rishon, but the Iruim of Kli Rishon it's not going to have. In other words, we mentioned last Shin, Sifid Aleph, Sifid Beis, by the Sugar and Bati, that by Iruim of Kli Rishon, if the Sof Dover, from the Lactosis, from the Chumah, from the Rabbi Alokha, from the Beis Meir, from the Chumah, that we're Machmah, that if the Sof Dover is the answer, let us boy, Iruim of Kli Rishon is Mavashu, right? That's what we said. Memela, I have a shari like this.
Into a Dovalach.
Into a Dovalach, exactly. So therefore, I have a bowl of chicken soup that went cold. It's freezing cold. Now I want to add some more boiling hot soup. So I take my ladle, stick it into my chicken soup. I have over here now a ladle, which we consider to be a Kli Rishon, and I'm pouring it into the leftovers of my chicken soup. The whole thing is going to become Yatza lettuce, but according to what we learned in the Yulalif and Yudbeis, even in Kli Rishon, if the same dove is Yatza lettuce, boy, it's all over, and it's awesome. Teretz is over here, you could be Mekel. By Iri from a ladle, or Iri from anything that we consider him to be a Kli Rishon, I think they have to consider it mamas like a Kli Rishon, that we're not. Because it's a Chumrah. You have to remember it's a Chumrah, and therefore, to be machmir that it's got mamash, it didn't have a Kli Rishon, that about the not, so that about the person can be meiko in that sense of the word. Shem Yarkin, let's go back to it. Yeah.
Your croutons, which are ready in the bowl.
The croutons is something else. That's the bishop. Right, that's something else. That could be different. That you should be careful.
That has a
soup
in your bowl. You
have to, right, exactly. Let's move on over side. Yatza lettuce boy, we have got so much to do, it's unbelievable. Yatza lettuce boy, let's turn up the speed a little bit if it's possible. Yatza lettuce boy, right? The sugar Yatza lettuce boy we saw in the Shabbos Daf Mem where the Gemara says, Hei Chidomi Yatza lettuce. And this is best in the sugar of Yudalit. Yudalit has a few sugars in it that I want to get to. First sugar is to be Mazgur, what means Yatza lettuce boy? That's the first time we see clearly in the Shulchan Aruch and Shinyat Ches the Agdor of Yatza lettuce boy, where the Shulchan Aruch says over here, Asa Yatza lettuce boy, Perish, Mishamemis, Mnechmas boy, the Hainu Mokum. Right? Again, as other shayas in Yudalit will deal with in a moment, Beis Hashem. About Kapolim, the Gemara says, what is the lettuce boys? Omar Rochbo, Kol Shekhoizo, Shultinik, Nechva, Zuk Rashi, what's the Pshat? Rashi and all the Rishonim and the Chayim Mazbe, that to start putting your hand into a Kli Rishon, into Yatza lettuce boy, you can't do that. Some people's hands take more heat. The Yehuda talks about this in Yehudaim as well. The Noshim, for example, they can cook with more heat on their fingertips. They used to take things out of the oven, therefore they're more less sensitive for Chulim v'Chuli. How do we test for a bath, for example, a baby? You dip your elbow in, you dip the back of your hands in v'Chuli v'Chuli. Why? Because these are more sensitive places. But maybe the Gemara wanted to do that for Pirashi. The Gemara wanted to give us a round and average idea of Yatza lettuce. That's the Kuli Alma, that's according to everybody. Therefore, that's why Rashi in the Gemara Dafka Pig calls the creation so tinnic, because that's according to everyone without any shiloh whatsoever. Now, it's interesting. How do we work at Yatza lettuce boy? This we need probably 4 to 5 hours to go through the sugya from the Gemara and Cholin with Rishonim all the way down to the Heinzik Opposition, let's say 45 degrees. Now, where on earth did they dream up this wonderful temperature from? You look at the sperm, it says 45, 43. Okay, I'll give you the sheet just in a moment. Oh, but where did it come from? Shubhishlema Zaman is a true Nechashlema. The Chedek Alasim and Sadiyalif on the short tshuva is there. So he tainis, it's a din in the Gemara Poshet. He said the Gemara says in Cholin that the base Hashchita is Tzoyni. Simple. So Zulushan Zamna got a great idea. Let's just measure, let's get a thermometer, and measure the temperature of a base Hashchita by the Shchita time, and we'll work it out. So that's what they did. Rishon Zalman writes, they took a goose. Now, I don't know the next part why. They took a goose that had temperature. It was like a two. Later they had a cheshvin over there, but I'm stomach there was a cheshvin. Maybe it was cold outside, whatever it was. They shafted a goose. They measured the temperature of the Beis HaShkita. It was 45. 45? So Rishon Zalman wanted that 45. And the Gemara says the Beis HaShkita is signing. So 46. That's another spring. That's how he came up with Rishon Zalman. With Bitsin Abashol goes wild. In the Shuvan Oritzim. I don't know what you're talking about. He says, again, this is all up his spores in the Gemara and Rishonim over there. He says, the Gemara over there was talking about Bliyas. The Gemara was talking about Reseyach and Hilchus Hot. It was talking about, is it Reseyach, like Abi Hilchus Bliyas of the dumping by laying into the knife of the Sheikh of the Chulei? Like Abi Bliyas, yeah, that we understand. Of a bishul? That's the Sheikhs. And the Melech, there's no way of measuring over there. Now, Avada, if you go down in the Poskim, you see a little bit more ways of familiarized ways how to measure it. For example, there's a Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Boy says the Klal, and it says that anything that's roy for a person to eat or drink easily, dainu, he can keep on drinking, eating it without preventing himself from his too hot, is automatically not Yatza lettuce boy. It's brought also in the Kapachayim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also in some Mepay brings it, the Daruk Kitshuvan, Kosei brings the same idea, that the Yisoid is if you can eat it or drink it normally, it's not Yatza lettuce boy. Mashenka, something that you can't eat or drink normally, that's pashtus the sofik already of Yatzin Lenis Boy. There's a Merzik and Marasham, the Marasham and Chedik Alevis and Kutzal Yizayin, and other places came as well. Rav Yashin went with this Mahalach as well, and he said, no, Chas V'Sholem, it's very shy for a person to eat or drink something, it's Yatzin Lenis Boy. And I'm bringing the biggest riot. I tried this myself, I couldn't believe it. I heard this once from someone that studied in university science, and I tried it myself, I just couldn't believe it. You take a boiling hot coffee, tea, soup, whatever it may be, stick your finger in it, ooh, that's hot, wow, drink it. It just goes down. It's unbelievable. We always think it's the same idea. We think if I cut my finger in it, I probably can't drink it as well. You'll try it, you'll see different madrigals. Obviously something boiling hot, so it can burn your mouth also, be careful. Chazanish was famous to say, it's good to burn yourself to figure out what your celletus could be. Right? I tried many with my whole with thermometers and all sorts of things. Half the thermometers didn't even work, didn't go, it's too hot, too cold. It's very, very hard to figure out exactly what's going on over here. The Minchas Yitzchak, they bring down that someone who's been biased, someone who lived in the Minchas Yitzchak's house, and he said a very interesting yisoid. He said like this, if you're able to hold, it comes be'etzim from a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, but it's not enough to touch it for a second and see if it's out to let us point. You have to put your finger in for a while and you can figure it out that way. So Chazon Ish wanted a timer. That if you can hold your finger in for 15 seconds, and it's out to let us. If you hold it for 30 seconds, it's something out to let us. Hold it for 60 seconds, it's about it not out to let us point. Yeah, the Cheshbon where it comes from that we're not going into right now. Ah, you'll tell me that this Ketshuga says you're not allowed to do that. You're allowed to stick your finger in and figure out what's going on. And Achanami, when Mr. Gavaletz asked the Shaila, and he said, you're right. To evaluate what is Yatzeleles Boy, you can't use a finger. But to evaluate what's a sovereign, what's valid, not Yatzeleles Boy, then you can use a finger. Now, what are the Shitas? What are the Shitas? I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's Vom Pshutim. The Shitas of Be'esim, if we start from Yeriday, and if it's Ketshuva, and Selim Simon, Sadi Dalin, Sikot, and Beis, writes over there, he brings a Chavisyor that says it's the heat of Chamimas Haroik. Chamimas Haroik is Be'erot 37 degrees. That's the sheet of the Chavisyah. The Chazon Ish and the Revoz and Shevet Talev and Rabbi Tzina B'Shor Lord and Tzion say it's got a din of 40, which is Be'erach 104. Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yashar say 43, which is Be'erach 110. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos and the Badei HaShulchan say it's 45, which is Be'erach 113. The Minchas Yitzchak held Be'erach 47 or 116. And Rabbi Tzipa Yitzchak Frank and that's a shaila, held it was 52. Ad gedei kach. The Maisa, again, without going into all the Bahalchim, how they got to there, because that's really not our sugya, it's poshut. A hot cup of coffee with milk, or tea with milk, a hot chicken soup, all these things, or 100% yatzel and espay. It's enough to unify every day, right? People wash things up and the wrong things. You have to know what yatzel and espay. For example, a hot glass of tea is better at 165 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 73. Hot glass of tea, it's unbelievable. Hot cup of coffee with a little bit of milk, not these really half a cup of milk. But a little cut touch of milk to get the colour in over there, right? Like the Chavistas says over there by Hilchos Tahara over there, or what means brown, with milk, without milk, and to shine in the poskim. But I'll put him, a hot cup of coffee is about 51 degrees. A hot chicken soup could be 82 already. So it just means that these things are very bad, yeah, so let us pray, may the person has to be careful. Now, let's move on, because we are very, very behind. And it goes like this. I want to get to Yad Nechves, but I want to get to I'll get to two more Nekudas. We'll have to leave Tezvon for next time, which means we'll have to fly extra fast speed next time to Tezayin for Chole to finish off the Semen. It goes like this. The Gemara tells us that there's a Gzeirat Rabbanan. New Gzeirat Rabbanan with the Gemara is, are you allowed to put a jug of water near the fire, not to heat up, but to remove the chill? That's the Gemara over there in Shabbat Taf Mem on the base. Now, Rashi and the Rambam were not worried that you might leave it there. That doesn't bother me. You put it there just to get a little bit warmish, to remove the chill. That's for say that you might leave it there, might get cooked. Rashi didn't bother by it. The Rambam wasn't bothered by it. The Ran was. The Ran said, no, there's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? If you put it in a market where it could get yatzel lettuce, boy. So we're worried that what happens is you might leave it there. And you'll be able to run bishul. Zug the Ran, it's a gzeira. How do we pass the machrikas Rashi and the Ran? Shulchan Aruch passes the Rashi to the Ran. And the Meir Shulchan Aruch over here in Sifri Dalet says very, very clearly, to put something in a mokum where it can't get Yatzel Eretz Boy, that's vada, that's vada. But to a mokum that could get Yatzel Eretz Boy, even if you put it there for 5 minutes, is going to be in its effect the Igli Tala Mojitika Shaila. Basically, I don't understand what's going on over here. My kavana when I put it there was for what? To get warm, wasn't to get hot. No, mele. Even if I do leave it there, it's going to be a deraisa. How about it not? It's not melecha machshava. So I should tell you, where's the deraisa? Can't be a deraisa if my kavana was to make it go warm. As I said, the egetal. Answer the egetal. You're right. And he says a tremendous yisoid that since if I wouldn't do anything, I just leave it that way, it would rather heat up to get out to lettuce boy, subsegresha. That's going to be awesome. That's one answer. that Avnei Nezer Kuftim Dalet has a different pshat. He says, no, what do you mean? You're putting it there to get warm. Is it not Nichele to become hot? For sure it's Nichele. And then that's the Haskomas of the Achronim, that Avada will be a shadow of a Doraisa. If a person leaves it there, then maybe that's why it's a Gzeru Durabonon to put it there in the first place. Now, that means Poshup Pshat, to take any liquid or a non-cooked item and put it on a radiator where it could get Yad Seledis Boy, or to put it near the fire where it could, people often think this way. People often think you have a hot plate and you put this huge overturned container and you put the chocolate sauce on the top of it and they think to themselves, okay, this is a huge heck and no bayah. If it could get Yad Seledis Boy, if I leave it there for 14 hours, so abundant, it's going to be awesome even from minute number one. That's the Gzeirud Rabban, that's the Psak Galocha of the Shulchan Aruch. What if it's Loini Chele? So there's a tshuva in Imre Yosha that he writes over here. He be'etzim brings the Mogen Avraham. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here also brings the Mogen Avraham. Where the Mogen Avraham writes, are you allowed to take this aluntis, this type of wax thing, that's what the Kapha Chaim explains it is, and you put it near the fire, and he says it's Peseda because it's Ein Nichele, I'm not interested, it's going to melt, it's going to burn it, it's Peseda. Al Pizet, what would be the halacha like this? You've got a baby. A baby needs a bottle of milk, right? So in the olden days, they didn't have, for some reason, add hot water to it, but if it wasn't wanted to heat it up the way it was, are you allowed to heat it up onto, on top of the urn, on top of a hot plate, whatever it is, just to get a little bit warm? See, Tainos, that mice of its osa, I'll say that's loini chalei, because nobody wants it boiling hot, right? Because you won't be able to give it to the baby. But he tells us no. The Mogen Avraham over here that the Mishnah Berurah means is something that will get ruined, there'll be a mazik to it if it gets too hot. Then it's lo nichele. What happens if the milk gets too hot? No big deal. You put it in some cold water and get it colder again. Memela, that's the Psak La'alocha I spoke to Rav Falk about this, also maskim. The only one that was making is Rav Sheinberg. Rav Sheinberg Zatzal used to say in the Shir very, very many times that if you have a baby crying and the baby needs milk, you can put it la halacha on a mokum that it could get yatsa lettuce, but what's his smoke? Before Shah Shulchan Aruch, not like him, he has a mokum in a bro. And he tiny is like, when the baby is crying, there's no way a person will forget to leave it there, because everybody wants to give baby food, and maybe he tiny is that's mutter without a shadow. So, ever, but if you look in the Chai Odom Kalchov, he seems to go with a similar mahalas to this as well, which we haven't got time to be mirech in. Two last nekudas is like this. Number one, what happens if, for example, it will never get yatsa lettuce, boy? For example, it's a Friday night and I want to put the hot chocolate sauce onto the hot plate in order to get nice and warm to put onto the dessert, right? So I think I was like, well, once in a second, if I would leave it after the whole Shabbos, it'll get boiling hot. Ah, it's on a time switch. And the time switch is switching off in half an hour? So the time is switching off in half an hour, and Moshe can't get boiling hot, and it's not going on until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So in the Zalman, Paskin, Alokha, very nice, doesn't work. So let's look. Finish, that's a double portion of the fact that it's going off. In this place, theoretically, if the fire would stay on, would it go hot? A Vada would go hot. And maybe it's also a feeling if the temperature is not going to go on. Now, everybody said we've got a lot more to do. I want to go with one more Nakuda, and that is the Sugya of Yad Nechves Boy. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned a few times the famous sheet of the Chai Odom. Chai Odom, Chai Odom, Chai Odom. The best thing is a Shaila for here. The Shavuot Shabbos asked the Shaila. As Nebu also talks about it, by Riches and Chalik Aleph, that it doesn't. Why is the Mishnah Berurah bringing a Chai Odom? Why is it a Chai Odom? It's the Gemara. It's the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Aleph. Ambati. No, everybody here loves the Rishonim. You have an Ambati, which is a Shaila of a Klisheini. And it can cook. Normally we say Klisheini the Mavashal, but we see Rechid, so that's how long this is. We see clearly from the Gemara, from the Rishonim, from the Shulchan Aruch, that we have a Shaila of a Klisheini that can cook. And again, why is everybody busy with this Chai Odom? So again, I'm not going to be Meirich in this Shaila, because it's a Modika Shaila. You look at the Shvitz HaShabbat, the Shvitz HaShabbat goes, Mamash, a Gantzah Mahalak in Sukkot and Kufi Tchess, he talks about this, about Yichus. And he answers that he is so to us, which is Gavaldik, because I'll be the Rishonim. He answers, what's the reason why we bought the Chai Odom and not the Gemara and not the Shulchan Aruch earlier on? Simple. The Gemara earlier on, the Sukkot of the Rishonim is an Ambati. And a bat is a huge amount of water. So even though we have a klal klisheini einim a mashal, if you've got such a huge collection of water, all of a sudden it's not going to cool down so quickly, it's not going to go down, and made it some mashal afidu b'klisheini. But when you're dealing over here with a glass of tea, a little glass of tea is not what the Gemara, the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, and Sifur Aleph were talking about. Remember, you haven't got a hetzi, you haven't got a makor for that, except the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom was the only one to machadish to us that your nechves boy is going to be a problem. And therefore, the Maisa, you have to be careful. Now, do we pass it in Chai Odom? I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down many times. Rav Ozna Chelik Zayin says there's no makor, so we have to be machmir for him, right? Rav Moshe also in Minchas Yitzchak. Many, many poskim are choshish for this Chai Odom. By the way, Rav Ozna Zatzal was not choshish b'chlal. Rav Ozna in Yabi Oim in Chelik Zayin was mekel. Yad Seledis for Yavlis are the same thing. Yes, right for that. But Al Kapol, the Mishnah Berurah seemed to be machmir for the Seledis. Does that mean that when we have a glass of tea, and we want to put some water or milk, whatever it is. It's a klisheni. Klisheni is normally on mabashel, but right now it's got liquid. Do we have to be machma or not? So look at the Ksuzer Shulchan and others as well, and it comes up with a sugi gewaldige Sache. It comes up with a sugi like this. For example, if you've got a small amount, for sure you can be mako. It goes like this. If you had water, you put water into your tea. The moment you put water into your tea, it turns from your nechmas boy to your tzeneres boy. Since water is a kosher bishol, it takes time to cook. By the time it takes to cook, it's still your tzeneres boy, your nechmas boy. Which means that nias daiti, there's no real halacha lemaisa where you're ever going to have to be machmir with your nechmas boy unless you've got a huge tureen or soup bowl, whatever it is. But if you're dealing with a tea, a small little glass, whatever it is, you never have to worry about your nechmas boy. Because you can always say the moment you put the liquid in, it always becomes Yad Tzeneres Boy. Not Yad Tzeneres Boy in that case. There's nothing to be worried about over there in that situation. Now, Be'etzem, we're going to have to, okay, we'll have to stop here because I need to get through a mop, but in Be'ez Hashem on next week, we will go through the Sugya Blineda of Sif Tez Vav, which is a massive Sugya of Bishal Acha Bishal, which is the holy site of Dovalach for Ashkenazim. We have to go to Sif Tez Zayim, which is all the Sugyas of melting, and then Blineda will discuss Sif Yud Ches, which is the main Shaila of Hagosa. We'll leave the only with two Shailas. Number one, is there any Baya with putting boiling hot water into a plastic cup that makes the plastic cup soft? Which is Pashtas, how we learn the first Shei Hilchas Bishul is making something soft. This Pashtas makes it soft. Number two, are you allowed to use a mercury thermometer on Shabbos? A mercury thermometer, what happens is that you put it inside the mouth, so it expands, becomes softer, it runs bigger. It's a Shaila Bishul. Contra Moshe Sternberg, it's a Mamash and Issa of Bishul. And every person has to be careful. This Be'ez Hashem will try to be Mamashich next week.